Nothing is what you think it is. Mike's professor labeled him as a slacker because he didn't finish a project. But years later, Mike wowed everyone with an innovative exhibit at Burning Man. The professor who thought Mike was a failure made a big mistake. This shows how our perceptions can be wrong. Stay open-minded and reconsider how you see people and events. To escape your current perceptions, follow these steps. 1. Take several deep breaths. 2. Close your eyes and sit quietly for 2 or 3 minutes. 3. Open your eyes and slowly scan the room. Verbally acknowledge that each thing you see lacks meaning. For instance, say aloud, "The chair lacks meaning," and continue this with other objects. 4. Consider the people in your life and mentally strip away their meanings, one by one. 5. Once finished, reflect on your feelings. You may now engage with everything and yourself in a completely new way. 6. Acknowledge that you have no inherent meaning and remain open to discovering a new self. Instead of seeing yourself as a failure when you encounter setbacks, focus on building skills to tackle life's challenges. Cultivate a habit of resilience. Many fall into functional fixedness, a bias limiting them to seeing things in straightforward ways. For instance, a cereal container isn't just for food, it can also provide materials like cardboard and wax paper for other uses. Stay open to discovering new possibilities. Who controls your brain? The amygdala in your brain triggers your initial reactions, but following these impulses isn't always wise. For instance, imagine a speeding driver cutting you off. Your amygdala might urge you to fight back, even though the safer choice is to avoid conflict. Your second thought is often more rational and leads to better outcomes. Follow these steps to shift from instinct to a considered response. 1. Pause and resist immediate action. 2. Take deep breaths. 3. Notice how your body reacts. 4. Recall a positive memory to lift your mood. Once you feel calmer, explore healthier options for handling the situation. Your turn. To delve deeper into the meaning of your life, ask yourself these questions and jot down your responses. Repeat each question continuously for 5 to 10 minutes. You can do this alone or with a partner. Ask, "Who am I? What do I desire? And what is my purpose?" Stay receptive to new insights about yourself. Right and wrong. When you engage with others, don't dwell on who's right or who's wrong. You are the creator of your own life's purpose. Spending time and energy on debates about correctness is futile. You have the power to shift your perspective on any issue. If you dislike washing dishes, concentrate on the positives, like the soothing feel of water, the satisfaction of clean dishes, and the pleasure of a tidy kitchen. By focusing on the good, you can discover happiness in any task. Reasons are simply excuses. In reality, most excuses are simply reasons we give when we haven't prioritized a task. Stop justifying your actions. By ditching excuses, you open doors to new methods and ideas. You don't need to explain yourself. Trust your instincts and take action. Projection. People often mirror their traits onto others. If you label someone with a certain emotion, you might be describing yourself. For instance, a genuinely naive, truthful person assumes everyone else is honest too. On the other hand, if you tend to deceive, you're likely to be suspicious of others. Think about what irritates you about your coworkers. Does tardiness bother you? It could be because you struggle with punctuality yourself. Reflect on these behaviors that push your buttons. They often reveal something about your actions. Decision and indecision. If you struggle with making decisions, consider Buridan's Ass Paradox, a story from the 14th century by philosopher Jean Buridan. Picture a donkey stuck between two mangers, one filled with hay, the other with water. Unable to choose, the donkey ends up dying from both hunger and thirst. When faced with multiple good options, opt for the one with fewer drawbacks. List the positives and negatives of each choice. Then try the gun test. Imagine your hand turning into a toy gun pointed at your head. You have 15 seconds to decide or pull the trigger. Consider a decision like pursuing an advanced degree. First, you complete your coursework and start teaching. Then you might meet someone special, get married, and begin a family. This chain continues until you get old, and die. This method shows that it's hard to foresee all outcomes from a choice. Since most decisions aren't life or death, it's best to stay relaxed. Who's stopping you? Don't blame others for your lack of achievement. Only you control your decisions. Some people claim they lack time, but that's just an excuse. Your days are as long as those who achieve great things. If something matters, you'll make time for it. Track your activities for a week and see where your time goes. Evaluate if it's well spent. Getting unstuck. If you feel stuck, make sure you're asking the right question and addressing the correct problem. For example, if you're struggling with how to find a spouse, reframe your concern as a "what would it do for me" question, like, "what would it do for me if I found a spouse?" Use the answers to create new questions about what solving your original problem would achieve. If you're stuck on how to find a spouse, consider questions like, "how might I get companionship?" or, "how might I get my parents to stop nagging me?" Even if getting married could solve these issues, it might not be the best solution. By searching for better questions and answers, you start solving your real problems. To move ahead, change your point of view. A group of students traveled to Nepal to assist hospitals with malfunctioning baby incubators. Initially, they focused on fixing the incubators. Later, they shifted to finding ways mothers could keep babies warm. This shift led them to discover better solutions. Try different methods to generate ideas, brainstorm, make lists, keep idea logs like Leonardo da Vinci, bounce ideas off others, ask "what if" questions, or work backward from a solved problem. Seek mentors to help you achieve goals and use others' ideas as a starting point. Create a mind map for problem solving. Start by writing down a central word. Then, think of an idea related to that word and draw a line connecting them. Go back to the original word, come up with another related idea and add it, connecting it with a line. Keep adding words and lines until you can't think of anything else. Review your map to see how words and ideas connect. What does your map reveal about your problem? How can you improve by making better, more fitting connections? Doing is everything. When you set your mind to something, nothing can stand in your way. People often let negative thoughts hold them back while ignoring the positive ones. Instead of focusing on what you accomplish, focus on the effort you put in. Celebrate your hard work, not just the results you achieve. It's like riding a bike. A 30-year-old woman wanted to learn to ride a bike despite struggling with balance. Initially, she thought her main problem was balance, but upon reflection, she realized her true concern was keeping up with her daughter, who had just learned to ride. She feared missing out on sharing this experience with her child. To address her balance issue, she considered options like special exercise classes, medication, or even buying an adult-sized tricycle. Eventually, opting for the tricycle proved to be the practical solution that allowed her to ride alongside her daughter and enjoy their time together. Your turn. Maintain your confidence despite the low odds. Even if success seems unlikely, you can still be among the few who achieve it. Getting fired doesn't mean the end of your career. Oprah Winfrey's boss once asked her to leave her first broadcasting job. When circus clowns mess up, they don't hide. They smile, throw their arms up, and cheer, ta-da. Accepting mistakes can lead to growth. How would you tackle projects if you weren't afraid of making mistakes? Watch your language. Be mindful of your words. They shape your feelings and actions. Say yes more often instead of no. Turn necessary tasks into ones you want to do. Replace "I need" with "I want" and "I'm afraid to" with "I'd like to." Share your feelings and experiences when interacting with others. Avoid interrupting. They might have something valuable to say. If someone shares a personal story, refrain from sharing your own. This prevents one-upmanship and shows respect for their story. To have better conversations, talk about your feelings instead of assuming everyone feels the same. Avoid judging or giving advice unless asked. Show your listening by acknowledging what others say and ask questions if you're unsure. Don't avoid difficult topics. Addressing them honestly helps prevent bigger problems later on. Self-image by design. How you view yourself affects what you can achieve. If you see yourself as someone who takes risks and gets things done, you're likely to take chances. But giving in to fear or being overly cautious limits your choices. Many of these beliefs start when you're young. Your self-image develops as you interact with others, get feedback from friends and family, and deal with life's challenges. Describe yourself with 5 adjectives today. Ask 5 friends or family members to do the same. How does your list compare to theirs? Don't mix up who you are with what you own or do. You can change how you see yourself. Consider how you'd act with just 10 minutes to live versus having many days, months, or years left. Use your thoughts to think about changing your self-image. You shape your story. The big picture. Know your main goals and remain open to different paths to achieve them. Stay receptive to others' ideas and perspectives. Remember, you don't have to take every opportunity that comes your way or succeed every time. Understand that failure is a possibility. When facing a problem, dive in wholeheartedly without overthinking. Act decisively rather than spending excessive time in contemplation. Key points. 1. Accept openness to challenge initial perceptions and discover hidden potential. 2. Develop resilience by focusing on skill building and adapting to setbacks. 3. Promote creativity by exploring diverse perspectives and unconventional solutions. 4. Cultivate thoughtful responses by pausing and reflecting before reacting. 5. Simplify decision-making by weighing options and trusting instincts. 6. Celebrate effort over outcomes to maintain motivation and personal growth.